Chapter 1. A Misanthropist's Heaven. I have just returned from a visit to my landlord, who is my only neighbour. This is certainly a beautiful place. In all England, there is nowhere so completely removed from society. It is a misanthropist's heaven, perfect for Mr. Heathcliff and me, for we are both misanthropists. He is a fine man. His black eyes looked at me suspiciously, and he did not offer to shake my hand. I was interested to meet a man who seems even more reserved than I am. Mr. Heathcliff, I said. I'm Mr. Lockwood, your new tenant at Thrushcross Grange.
Come in,
he replied reluctantly, as if he really wanted to say,
go to the devil.
As I followed him into the house, he called out,
Joseph! Take Mr. Lockwood's horse, and then bring us some wine.
Mr. Heathcliff lives in a large stone house called Wuthering Heights. Wuthering is an adjective used only by the people of this region, meaning windy or stormy. And indeed, the house is built on top of a hill and is completely exposed to the north wind. The few trees around it all lean in one direction. Over the door of Wuthering Heights, the date 1500 and the name Hareton Earnshaw are inscribed. I wanted to ask Mr. Heathcliff to tell me the history of the place, but he seemed so unfriendly that I decided not to. The door opens straight into the sitting room. At one end of the room is a large oak dresser, its shelves crowded with silver plates. Legs of beef and ham hang from the ceiling. Above the fireplace, guns are attached.